Topic 1. Unit 2B. Exercise 2.
Ghost towns are a common sight across Nevada and the American West, and a podcast from our region is exploring what those towns mean to our identity and culture. Melody Edwards is the producer and host of the Modern West podcast, produced by Wyoming Public Media and PRX, and she joins me now. Melody, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So tell me a little bit about the podcast. What is the show about, and what are you exploring here?
So the podcast is about my hometown of Walden, Colorado, and about how, since I was a kid growing up in the 80s, my hometown has shrunk almost in half. And when we first moved there back in the 70s, it was a bustling little town. We had a sawmill, we had a coal mine, the timber industry was going gangbusters. And over the course of the last few decades, that all of those things have kind of just passed away. And so it's left the town really struggling. And it's I use my hometown as kind of an example of the kind of thing that's happening in all sorts of towns all across the American West. Small towns that are really struggling economically, and how that's led to a lot of rural despair, mental health problems, and all sorts of other social issues. The question is that I start with in the beginning of the podcast is it worth trying to save these towns, or do they sort of deserve to die? Some people have said some of these towns, well, you know, they didn't diversify their economy. They let the boom and bust cycle hit them. And so maybe it's okay if they die. And so I'm just asking that question, whether or not these towns are worth saving and what it is that they do for American society, small town life. What is it that is valuable?
What have you learned so far, just in some of your reporting or some of the work that you've already done? What are people in some of these small towns saying?
Well, you know, it's kind of amazing because these little towns really have a will to survive. And I'm really starting to see that there is kind of a movement that I don't think we're seeing or hearing about very much, that there is in these small towns just lots of people working very hard to save their hometowns. And they want to save them because they do represent sort of what home means. And I think that there's that all of us, you know, have roots in some small town, someplace in our, you know, history of America. We all came from a small town. And so that history is really valuable to us.
Now, the theme of the podcast is ghost towns. So how would you distinguish between a ghost town, which I think most people probably picture this desolate, empty space, versus some of these smaller towns that still have people, still have community? When does it cross the line into a ghost town?
Well, I interviewed an economics historian, Samuel Western, and he gave this really great definition of what a ghost town is. He said that a town becomes a ghost town when it loses its school and when it loses its post office. And so I started with that definition at the beginning of the podcast. And over the course of the podcast, I kind of came to some realizations that there's some, you know, at least one other thing that I would like to add to that, and that is a newspaper. I think that a small town newspaper, when that shuts down, that also is a sign that a town is ghost towning. And so, for instance, in my hometown of Walden, Colorado, the post office is fine, but my elementary school is boarded up. There's just hardly any families, and the town is aging rapidly. So we have, in my county, there is the highest number of people per capita over 90 than any other county in the state of Colorado. So it's aging rapidly, and the number of kids is shrinking rapidly at the same time. So that is a big sign that a town is starting to ghost town.
Melody Edwards is the producer and host of the Modern West podcast, produced by Wyoming Public Media and PRX. Melody, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it was great to talk to you.